is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Thank you, Mr. Producer, or thank you, Mr. Announcer. I am so jazzed to be with you. Been doing lots of other people's shows. It's always great to come home and do my own show, Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and we've been busy. Lots of liberty lovers are on the move, and we're busy. We have a spectacular guest after the first break. His name is Joe Ortman, and he is responsible, along with many, many other patriots, for creating a very successful Gridlock Denver event last Sunday. And some of the stories that came out of that Gridlock Denver story, we will be covering today, as well as where to go from here. What's going on? Did we win? Did we succeed in telling the dictators and the dictator wannabes and the authoritarians that they work for us? We don't answer to them, that they answer to the Constitution, which gives us our, which was designed to protect our God-given freedoms. And I over-enunciate that on purpose because, sadly, there's a lot of people who really either have been de-edumacated, uneducated, sorry, George W. Bush, but who really don't understand liberty. Either they went to public schools. You know, I went to public school, but I thought my education was poor, but it's nothing compared to the kind of thing that's being taught today in K through 12 and in colleges all over this country. A lot of people, even those on the Republican side, have become a little complacent about liberty. Nothing can make you less complacent about liberty when the government shuts down a state, shuts down an economy, when an entire country during a pandemic has gone completely crazy, lost its mind over something that, yes, I have to say this, I hate having to qualify it, because this is really the only argument that the hard left has, is if you disagree with all your rights being taken away, you're killing people. Well, what a preposterous argument. They're killing people by making broad brush, one size fits all prognostications that we're all supposed to follow, despite the fact that all the facts keep changing from day to day. We're not allowed to argue about it, but as I've said before, they're allowed to riot, protest, and turn over businesses and act like complete jerks because, my God, you may have used the wrong pronoun, according to them. So we're living in an upside-down world, but the way we can turn it right side up is simply to return to the constitutional principles inspired by God, or whatever you conceive God to be, that our rights come from God, not from man. I, as a nice Jewish girl who isn't always so nice, am a fan of a wonderful pastor in my local neighborhood who said not very long ago, and I quote, "Our message to people who still need to hear it is you were made to be free. You were made to be free." I mean, what powerful words. And as I've said in many of my writings, in order to be free, you must take personal responsibility for your choices and your actions. Otherwise, you're just a slave. You're just a plebe. You're just a serf, because if they can take away your responsibility, they can also take away your freedom for the choices that you make. You see, he just didn't know what he was doing, therefore he's not responsible. Meanwhile, we'll give him three hots and a cot because he's our prisoner. See how that works? So oftentimes what appears to be the most compassionate, I'm sure you've seen that in your own life, turns out to be the least compassionate. These broad brush collectivist notions that really are designed to advance a very virulent socialist/communist agenda that we have been living with since last month. And now it looks like we are beginning to see things. The plan is to open up, but many people don't realize just how much damage has been done to people all over this country using the coronavirus as an excuse. And I say that because, yes, the coronavirus is serious for certain populations. We've found that out. But why was it that people were so adamant about projections and facts that they did not know and weren't sure about? They were so willing, particularly the left, that closed things earlier than anyone and will likely strongly open things later than anyone. Why? Why were they so willing to use the coronavirus as an excuse to advance their leftist, socialist, communist nirvana? I use them all together. I know there are fine distinctions, but as the great Trevor Loudon is fond of saying when asked, what's the difference between socialism and communism? And he says, oh, about 5 years. So a lot of people, good, decent people, for whatever the reason, really do not understand the significance of this moment. They don't understand, much like the broken window philosophy, that if you really want to return law and order, I mean the good kind of law and order, not tyranny, but true law and order that protects law-abiding citizens, you have to go after the broken windows as well as the armed robberies. And that's how you give the message that we aren't going to tolerate you infringing upon our liberties simply by saying, oh, well, it's not that bad. I venture to say that 40, 50 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, maybe even 10, 20 years ago, there are everyday citizens that would be appalled at what they are watching, that the hard left, progressive left, leftists are willing to do to this country in order to advance their political agenda. Look at blanket one-size-fits-all laws being imposed, taking people's property. Your business is your property. Taking people's businesses and property without due process, deciding subjectively which businesses are, quote, essential and which are not. Our founders never intended for anything like that to happen, regardless of whether it is under the guise of, well, it's an emergency and the governors have emergency power. That has yet to be tested in court. But my friend Rob Nadelson says that there are cases that have already been tested in court. They're smaller. They didn't go to the Supreme Court. And those say that even under the most emergency circumstances, governors and those who are elected, as opposed to unelected bureaucrats who never get held accountable except by the people that were appointed, that appointed them, they have a responsibility to impose the least restrictions on people's God-given freedoms. And we've seen that these leftists, socialists, and dictator wannabes didn't do that even remotely. And if it's up to a whole bunch of people and their own interpretation, then we have lost civil society entirely. We've lost it. So we got a lot of work to do, that's for sure. And I think that it is, I'm not always all that optimistic, but I am in this regard. And I'll use this analogy because I know it's a little better maybe than some. There's an old saying among the Jewish people that what's good for the Jews is bad for the Jews, and what's bad for the Jews is good for the Jews. And it isn't just Jews. It just happens to be our particular heritage and tradition, which is that when Jews get complacent and they're doing okay, they get kind of sloppy and they get, they take things for granted. But when the Jewish people are under attack, they come together and they become, well, they get clear about what's really important. And I don't think we have any kind of monopoly on that whatsoever. When people's liberties are under attack, and when people who generally are not very interested in politics, when suddenly they are forced to close their businesses, forfeit everything maybe that they worked for, they're under threat of losing their life savings, and they thought they were free people, but then suddenly they found out that maybe they were not, and their neighbor, who happens to work for a government bureaucracy, is working and getting a paycheck, they begin to wonder. And that's people in the hairdressing field, whatever. If you just happen to have been unlucky enough to be, say, a waitress or a waiter, there's probably not a waiter working in, I don't know, 42 states in this country right now. It just happened to be unlucky. That's not the way a first world constitutional government works, where some people get lucky and get to remain working or can work at home, and others, by virtue of the fact they just happen to be unlucky or be in a field or work for a company that the government doesn't happen to like Hobby Lobby or pipe tobacco, then suddenly you find out that there is no equal justice under the law. This is the problem, among others, that we're fighting. We're going to have to take a break in just a little bit, but when we come back, we hope to have with us a real powerhouse of a guy, one of the people that was responsible for the phenomenally, wildly successful Gridlock Denver event that happened last Sunday. A lot of national headlines came out. We're going to find out what he's up to next. What's happening now? Did they win, or do we have a lot more work to do? I'd say we have a lot more work to do. This is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off. We will be back right after this.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister.
You don't think we're just going to walk out of India?
Yes. In the end, you will walk out. Because 100,000 Englishmen simply cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate. And that is what we intend to achieve. Peaceful, non-violent, non-cooperation.
There you go. That's what I've been talking about. If you really want to know more about nonviolent resistance, the film Gandhi from the early 80s starring Ben Kingsley is like a political treatise. It will tell you much of what you want to know and how to do it. Now, there is a quote later on. There's a scene in Gandhi a little bit later in the movie where Margaret Bourke White, a famous photographer, asks him if she thinks that nonviolent resistance could help even in something like World War II and against Hitler, because this is circa 47, something like that, or whenever that was. And he thinks so. I've said for a long time that that is not so. You have to protect life, and there are times when you have to pick up arms. But this is not that time right now. This is the United States of America, in which we need to remind our fellow citizens and many, many others, the people that really believe they know best and they can make choices and decisions for the rest of us, that they work for us. And America was founded on freedom. We are waiting to get a hold of our guest, and we're going to try to get a backup guest if that does not work. So if not, and while we're waiting, you are more than welcome. In fact, we love when we get call-ins, when we get people who call in, and I don't always give the number often enough. We're also going to have a surprise, I think, guest, although, you know, it's a busy Friday. This is called Freedom Friday for a lot of people that I know, because they're not giving up on liberty. They're not giving up on freedom, and they're not going to give up until the entire country is open. And the country has sustained a tremendous blow, not just economically, but personally, socially, and in so many ways. So if you'd like to call in while we're waiting for our guest, the number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I'd love to hear from you if you're listening now. Please don't hesitate to call and let me know what you're thinking. Talk radio is best when it's participatory and you're not just listening to a monologue. I'm telling you, I'm getting all these texts, and everybody's texting me. I love it. That's interesting. Okay, so we have all kinds of people. First, we have Andrew on the line. Andrew, one of the great leaders of Reopen Colorado, welcome to Spouting Off.
Hey, thanks for having me, Karen. I appreciate it, as always. I appreciate your perspective and the opportunity to share with people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll try to get a hold of Joe, and we'll try to get you both on the line. We're going to have Julie Hayden on at 12:45, and hopefully you can stay on the line and hear that, because that's a bombshell of a story. It just broke today.
Okay.
But what do you got? First off, tell us as briefly as you can, the Reopen Colorado and how you came to that, and then what do you got going today? Because Reopen Colorado was the group that brought the boots on the ground to make the gridlock event just a smashing success. No car smashes that I know of, but we did have a few agents provocateur. So tell us about that, and then what you got going on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Reopen Colorado was the product. You know, it's one of those things that just took off. I have been monitoring, you know, through Twitter, kind of the worldwide events for the last couple of months, and I started to hear a lot of things from a former New York Times reporter, Alex Berenson. And he has been putting out just a tremendous information that you're not getting anywhere else from epidemiologists around the world, real data. And as I began to see that, I thought, you know, there's a lot of my friends that would appreciate knowing this. And I began to believe that Colorado should follow a model much like Switzerland or like Sweden, where they did not have lockdowns. They issued recommendations some limitations, very, very small, and they have had good results so far with that plan without destroying their economy, which, of course, brings, domestic violence, child abuse, suicide, deaths of despair, just a lot of devastation. So that's where that was the genesis of Reopen Colorado, was to, follow more proven models around the world.
And not only that, but we've been talking, and I've been talking in my monologue about the overriding umbrella issue, which is liberty, 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 liberty. Mm-hmm. I think we may have Joe in just a couple minutes. But so with that successful gridlock event last week, and did you ever estimate how many people? I was there. I was proud to be there, driving around in my little Toyota. What kind of numbers do you think we got down there? Because the media didn't report it. They didn't want to.
Yeah, the numbers, I think, were in the thousands. It was kind of an informal event. There were a lot of people that were involved in talking about it, and everybody showed up, and they showed up with a lot of passion. And they showed up all afternoon, and it was a rousing success. And I think it's an encouragement to everybody. And in fact, I don't know if you have seen, I believe it was Our Community Now came out with a news story. They did a survey of 180,000 folks in Colorado. They sent it out to 1.7 million. They got about 180,000. And I believe it's 87% of Coloradans believe that we should reopen now or by the end of April, which, of course, is just around the corner. 87%.
Right. Well, and what I also want to point out is that this show, thankfully, goes out to K-Star Radio Network, gets repeated on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock, Sunday at noon. And what we're hoping to do is the same thing Michigan did. Michigan came up with a terrific idea, and people borrowed, stole the idea, and made it their own. And that's why there were gridlock events in Minnesota and a whole bunch of other places, and in Denver. Denver Liberty Lovers took it and are tailoring it for their needs, if you will. We now have a wonderful website called MaydayUSA.org, MaydayUSA.org, which takes that idea and moves it even past May Day, which is a wonderful metaphor for coming to the rescue in distress, but also a socialist holiday traditionally, which now we're wanting to take that back. May 1st, celebratory of spring, take that back and remind people that freedom, liberty, and capitalism is what brings prosperity. And we're not going to let them take over May 1st along with everything else. Do we have Joe on the line now? Doug. Okay. So I think he's calling in right now. But
Joe hasn't called in quite yet. There's no
call in. Okay, well,
yes.
He must be too busy, and I'm not going to cast aspersions on Joe. But I'll tell you what, through this, I've got 1 minute. So through this whole thing, I've had the pleasure of meeting Andrew and Joe, who have such wonderful enthusiasm for liberty. We have about 30 seconds before the break. Can you stay with us through the commercial?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. When we come back, we're going to talk to Andrew about what they're planning for today in Colorado. And again, everything we talk about happening in Colorado, that just happens to be where I hail from. But we have many, many listeners outside of Colorado, and this show kind of has a life of its own when it leaves here, ends up on my podcasts and archives and all the rest. Feel free to borrow or steal these ideas because they work in lots of settings. When we come back, we're going to find out what Andrew and Joe are planning for today and on into May 1st. Karen Cataline, I'm your happy host here on Spouting Off. There's a whole lot more, so stay tuned. This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
My, but he is enthusiastic, isn't he? Well, he was paid. He was an announcer, a professional announcer. I'm telling you. Well, you know, live talk radio, you just got to roll with the punches. We are pleased to have Joe. Is it okay for me to say your last name, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Joe Ortman, and Andrew has agreed to stay on with him. Andrew and Joe both are part of Reopen Colorado. And as we've said, these are ideas. Isn't there already a Reopen California and a Reopen some other places because of your wonderful ideas, Joe?
Well, I think that, so, I mean, it just became, it took on a kind of a,
life of its own,
and went viral. it went across the entire country, and you know they even went to a local level. So you have Reopen Colorado, and you have Reopen in certain areas, so they can centralize on the local level, being able to influence or put pressure on some of the local representatives as well.
That's great, Joe. Before I ask you. And thank you so much for joining us. I know today is a really big day. It's called Freedom Friday. Before I ask you what some of the events are going on with Freedom Friday, can you tell us how in all the world, if you want to give up a few of your secrets, you were able to amass, well, I don't know, 18, 19,000 people on your Facebook page. How are you able to bring that many people together in favor of liberty? It was and what would you tell people in other parts of the country who want to do the same thing and attract people who say, wait a minute, they have gone way too far in infringing upon our liberties?
Well, first of all, the mainstream media does a really good job of dividing us as people. And they talk about issues that are close to our heart that are triggers for us, right? And so one of the things that we were able to do, and Andrew started this movement of Reopen Colorado. And then what we were able to do on that kind of planting the seed was just tell people to set aside their political beliefs, right? And let's come together as Americans, because this is actually harming all of us. It's not a partisan issue. It's not a, hey, the Republicans or the far right or the far left. Those are the only ones that support us opening the country. There are people that are suffering. And so by making that the main message of the group, and then by telling every person that got involved, hey, now it's your responsibility to get other people that are like-minded to come to the table as well. And then just,
keep repeating the same message that this is all about Americans. This is all about the fact that that despair will kill far more people than the virus will, and that the underlying consequences of closing down our economies is destroying not just our generation, not now, and it's not even destroying generational wealth. It's destroying opportunities for generations that we can't even see today, right? And so
yes.
I think that resonated well in the communities, and it'll resonate across the entire U.S., that this is a constitutional issue, and that the Constitution doesn't have an asterisk by it that says, hey, the Constitution applies to you if or when, or it doesn't apply if or when. And I think that people are waking up to that. And the reality is that they've overstepped their bounds. They've done things to harm every American family. And the media, I think, is culpable for that.
Well,
and
you've done a
things,
lot. Go ahead, Andrew.
Freedom is one of those things that you kind of don't appreciate until you don't have it. And I think
as
Americans, we're very accustomed to having our freedom and to experiencing the exceptional results that brings. And that's been always our belief. It's, you know, freedom isn't just for freedom's sake. Freedom is because that leads to the best outcomes for the most people. It allows us to have balance in our decisions. And where some people are immune compromised, they should stay home. We should work to protect our neighbors voluntarily at that level so that we can be very nuanced in each different situation. So freedom works is the big thing. And when of a sudden a lot of people are waking up to the fact that our government right now has put themselves where they're taking our freedoms from us, and we're not accustomed to that, and it's waking a lot of people up.
And it's beautifully said. To my way of thinking, and most people who appreciate why we've been so blessed in this country, freedom is a moral imperative. It is, as I am fond of saying, and I'm not all that religious, but I'm a relatively nice Jewish girl. I like saying that God himself gave us free will. We should never expect less from our government. So that being said, Joe, tell us what kind of activities are going on. I mean, did we win? Now that I will say for my listeners that this wildly successful gridlock event, for which my two guests, Andrew and Joe, were enormously responsible for, such people were honking and people were happy, and it was thousands of people, cars backed up 30 blocks. So do we just sit on our laurels now, or what's the next step and what's happening today?
So we've got a couple things happening, one of which is we're delivering a declaration to the governor's mansion today at noon. And
a declaration of independence?
We're going to remain. We're going to open, right? And you're never again going to close us.
Great.
And we're going to stand together. And look, so that's the first thing that's happening. And then from 1 to 4, Andrew, I think it's 1 to 4, right? Am I saying that right?
Yep, 1 to 4 at the Capitol. Yep.
Yeah, wonderful.
And this is in Colorado for my out-of-state listeners, but you can do this next week if you want. What we're trying to do is build a little blueprint for other people around the country as well to do one of these on their own. Go ahead.
So it's also from 1 to 4 at each of the commissioner's offices in the 54 counties that we have in Colorado. And so we feel if we can get 500, 600, 700 people inside the communities to show up at the commissioner's offices and say, hey, listen, this isn't right. You need to reopen Colorado. I'm a grown man or a grown woman, and I can make decisions for myself, and I know what acceptable risks I'm willing to take. And the people that don't want to take those acceptable risks, they can stay home, right? We're not forcing anyone to do anything, but you can't take away a person's right to choose. So
exactly.
That's from 1 to 4 today. Yeah.
Great.
And so we're
that's beautiful.
And as part of that, it looks like we'll have some pretty good turnout.
Yeah, as part of that,
go ahead, Andrew.
We are encouraging, as part of these events, particularly at the county level, is we're encouraging our folks to bring some canned food. You know, Jared Polis rolled back some of the restrictions, and but he left a lot of workers behind. And that's what we're tuned into, is that there are a lot of people that are getting crushed by these shutdowns, not by the virus, but by the shutdowns. There's hundreds of thousands of people here in Colorado that have lost their jobs, that have been made vulnerable, and made vulnerable in a lot of ways. And we've personally experienced. And so we're encouraging our folks, when they show up to make a statement about reopening, that they're also bringing some food along to donate. We'll have folks, whoever is there first, will collect the food for the local food bank, and make that part of our effort, because this is all about helping our fellow citizens and our fellow people that are really suffering because of the one-size-fits-all government mandates.
Precisely. So talk about having a crisis or a health danger that affects some people in some geographic areas and turning it into a crisis for 320 million people. That's not the way America works. And people have said it's a quarantine. Well, you quarantine ill or vulnerable people. You don't quarantine law-abiding, healthy people. They're the ones that have to remain strong. You know the old adage of, you know, when the lady at the airplane, flight attendant explains to you that you have to put the oxygen mask on your own face before you help anyone else. Well, if we weaken everyone, which is what socialists and leftists and communists would like, collective weakness, then we are incapable of helping our fellow men and women and people that are vulnerable. I also want to just say one thing that Andrew reminded me of on a text. Being a social worker, I have been horrified and disheartened by how our elderly have been treated. I have heard hair-raising stories of people in nursing homes who have been hit the hardest because their immune systems are the weakest. If they test, I don't know if this has happened everywhere. I don't know how extreme it is, but I have heard stories. If they test positive for the coronavirus, they are given morphine and put in a hospice. Now, this is tantamount to euthanasia, because people all have different immune systems to fight this, and to just giving morphine to somebody who can't breathe basically helps them to stop breathing. It's despicable. It has shades of things I don't even want to mention. And plus, elderly people who are coronavirus negative are dying of loneliness in homes. This is unconscionable to me. And what you guys are doing are not only using this as an educational moment to help people realize that our freedoms and our liberties are in danger, but educating them that one size fits all never, ever works. I got 1 minute. Can you both stay on when we bring on Julie Hayden? She's going to call in just a couple minutes. This is a hot story that grew right out of the Gridlock Denver event. It went national. It went international. One quick thought, Joe, before, forgive me, I went on a little too long at the mouth. We've got, 30 seconds. I better wait till we get back, and then we'll wait for Julie to call in. We are talking to Joe Ortman and Andrew, both esteemed organizers. Talk about community organizers. They were able to get thousands of people to the Gridlock Denver event. And we have a hot story about three people who were agents provocateurs. You'll hear this story, hopefully, when we come back, when Julie Hayden, reporter extraordinaire, will tell us all about that. Karen Cataline, I'm your host of Spouting Off. We have a great story for you when we come back. Stay tuned. This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister. Karen Cataline, and I have three people on the line. We've been talking to Joe Ortman and Andrew of Reopen Colorado, trying to give you a little blueprint for those outside of Colorado. But something huge happened. The story broke this morning, and we are delighted to have a longtime, very experienced, crack Emmy-winning reporter, and I'm happy to say a good friend and a wonderful friend of Liberty, Julie Hayden is with us. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Karen. Thank you.
Now, one other thing. I have a feeling that Julie, who is one half of the married couple talk radio show, The Chuck and Julie Show, which happens every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on BBS Radio at 3 o'clock live on Mountain Time, you will hear more about this, but to try and do this succinctly, why don't you tell everybody what happened at that rally? We've been talking all about this Denver gridlock event, and we had a couple of agents provocateur, and you went after them, and you found out who they really were.
Well, and let me give the credit to the folks who recognize them, right? They're the ones who really went after it and were courageous enough to speak out. So I think people have probably seen, you know, the photos around the world, two people dressed in scrubs standing in the crosswalk preventing the people at Operation Gridlock from driving through. And it was captured by a freelance photographer who claimed she just kind of wanted to buy. But they immediately identified, and this picture was spread virally, basically, I believe, through a major campaign. And then all kinds of media outlets locally, nationally picked it up and started referring to these brave healthcare workers, you know, confronting the evil people who want to reopen Colorado and kill everybody, which is nonsense. Well, I had some sources call me and say, hey, we recognize those people. They're not healthcare workers at all. They are people connected with Progress Now and Antifa who have regularly shown up at various, I guess, you know, there was an effort to recall Governor Jared Polis, and they would be trying to assign petitions, and these people were be among the group of people who would show up to harass the petition gatherers. And the people we talked to said we're absolutely certain it's them. Not only are they not healthcare workers, what they really work in is the adult entertainment industry, right? And so basically, we've been talking about that story, and the fact that nobody in the media, they just saw this picture on Twitter, much like they did with the Covington kids, right? And just ran with it and immediately launched this narrative that these were the heroic healthcare workers, but they're not healthcare workers at all. Today, and we did this on a local radio station here in Denver, we'll do it on our podcast coming up at 3 o'clock Mountain Time right here on BBS, and we'll say the name. We're going to go ahead and name the person that our sources tell us it is. And, you know, now I've since heard that the person has been contacted by some local media organizations. So thank goodness people are following this up now. And he says, no, I'm not the person, but I'm friends with people who know the photographer.
That's new information. So he denied it, huh?
You've broken on your show. But acknowledges that he's friends and has mutual friends with the photographer. So we'll lay it all out on the show because I know you're limited on time.
No, it's okay, but, yeah.
This picture that that the mainstream media would have, you know, would have been the iconic picture of the, you know, the anti-Trump first people versus, or the pro-Trump versus the heroic healthcare workers, right? And it's just a fraud. And then we've seen this over and over again. And this is something that that Progressive Wing does. They make the pictures go viral, and a complicit media just picks it up and runs with it without any verification.
And so you and a lot of liberty lovers, including people that are on the network of Reopen Colorado that Joe and Andrew knows, we
right.
had to do, and you had to do the media's work for them. The reason this is so important and why I'm so jazzed about it is because it proves once again that the media has an agenda to push. They're not reporting the news. They're trying to make you decide what to think. And they don't care who gets hurt, because the two people that were driving that truck, two women, were made out to be evil, terrible people, that they were yelling at the poor right. healthcare workers. And that's all they care about, is a picture that tells a story that you don't even have to read the article or ask a question. You're just being told what to think, especially when it isn't true. Let me get real quickly Joe and Andrew's comments on this, because you followed this story and it just broke this morning.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just a classic example of what is driving this is not reality and facts, it's narrative. And this is a crystal clear example of how the people that are pushing this, it's not based on data. And that's what prompted me to start our group, is I just saw that there were epidemiologists, there were scientists, there were medical doctors that were sharing information to help us calibrate the real level of risk. And the major media just didn't want to share that message. They had a narrative that they wanted to promote, and they went with that. And unfortunately, their narrative is killing people, literally, now yeah. and around the world and for years to come. These people that are going in excess of the data and selectively creating the narrative, they're killing
and
people.
Other people,
ultimately, they're
Andrew,
contributing
are,
to that.
Are recognizing that, because the things don't add up. Real quickly, Joe, any thoughts about when you saw that picture? What'd you think when you saw that picture? Did you know right away that it looked like a fraud?
Yeah, I mean, it. A healthcare worker is not going to stand in front of a car, right? A healthcare worker is not going to. It smelled of a setup from the beginning, because it wasn't in front of the Capitol, by the way. It happened about 2.5 blocks on a side street, so where people were actually leaving the protest. So even where they actually placed those fraudsters was not. It was not in front of the. It was not in front of the Capitol. But there's a bigger issue here, and that is that the narrative that the media is putting on, the mainstream media is putting on, is killing people. But it doesn't make sense. Like we're not dealing with reality, right? And so you have groups that are actors that are, for lack of a better term, creating a political circus so that the American people don't know what to believe. So then they opt. A lot of these people that are just mostly sensible, they opt to say, okay, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to stay home because I should be afraid. And this hysteria that's being created and the economic impact that's being heaped upon the American people, it goes against everything that we've fought for the last 230 years. Everything.
Yeah, and people know that. Fear. Is an enormous motivator and allows people to give up their freedom willingly. And that's why the people on the phone right now, Joe and Andrew and Julie, and I venture to say myself, our job is to educate and to offer people the permission to stand up and realize that these bureaucrats work for us. We don't, as the young people like to say, and Julie has a third grader who probably knows this slogan, you're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. We're not third graders. You know, let the third graders be
right.
third graders, and adults are adults. And, you know, just because we elected you governor, You're not our mommy, our daddy, and you don't get to tell us how we'll run our business. Now that Jared Polis backed down, and I must say this, because of that gridlock event, many people thought that Jared Polis was going to keep the state shut down, not only as long as he could, but all the way into June. And the day after, Monday, after the Sunday protest, he said he's going to allow things to open up. Nobody can tell me that that wasn't because people stood up and made a big deal about it. It shows you that fighting back works. Just look at our president. Julie, what can you tell us? Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, the reality of it is the fight is just beginning, right? This is not the end of the fight. Even when we open back up, you know, he's telling us what normal is going to look like. We're never going to get back to the way it was before. He's telling us what we're going to have. He's setting conditions for our society. And frankly, we're Americans. We're grown men and women. And you just said it before, you're not your mom, my mommy or my daddy. I have a daddy. I don't need another daddy. But the fight right now is much more critical than just this event. I mean, they are basically rewriting and telling us that we're going to take away your rights anytime we want. They can act with impunity because they have immunity. And we've got to get to the point where we actually level the playing field so that the American people don't actually come to the table and feel like they're at a disadvantage every time they turn around. And that's what's happening today.
Right. And what a clear thinking way to put it, Joe. There's Julie's dog. I love it. Tiger!
Tiger the Wonder Dog and Rev. Exactly. Everybody's coming
Tiger
home.
Tiger the Wonder Dog and Rev. Yay. Julie, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to give you the floor to talk about, just whatever you want to talk about this story, about the value. Here's what I want to see happen. I want to see our listeners and your listeners, everybody within the sound of my voice tomorrow when this show gets syndicated on K-Star Radio Network and other places to say, guess what? We're not going to give these people quarter anymore. When we suspect a rat, when we suspect an agent's provocateur, we're going to go after that person. We're going to make them to be held accountable. Your thoughts on that and how we can do that. We can all be investigative reporters and start calling these people out. Can we not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, being a reporter is not brain surgery, right? I did it.
You're pretty good
years.
At it, though.
No, absolutely. But in part, it just has to do with critical thinking and common sense. I think a ton of people probably looked at that picture and thought, you know what I mean? And
yes.
and the media, we already know, is, I mean, the fact that the standards have dropped to the place where they would have a picture that a freelance person took of an incident that they didn't even see, with asserting that these people are healthcare workers, which they cannot verify, and they know they can't verify. And as you had in the head earlier, the photographer who took it, who knows what her role was in all of this, but when she goes out in public and says, well, no, I don't know if they're healthcare workers because they wouldn't talk to me, but it doesn't matter. It's the message that counts. That goes to what your other guests are saying. They've got a message, and they're going to put it out however they, you know what I mean? And we can't be fooled, and we can't be silenced. I can tell you, as you said, those two women have been trashed. The other gentleman who got out to talk to them, Michael, has been trashed. We've been trashed. They trash you, and they try to hurt you to keep you quiet. And the biggest thing you can do is, you know, it's sort of the see something, say something, right? That works in this arena as well.
And we're not snitching. We're holding people to their words. And I just want, it bears repeating because you were breaking up just a tiny bit there, Julie. When you said that the photographer, who was a freelance photographer, who claimed these were healthcare workers, and they were no such thing, we know this, she was asked and interviewed on a website, Busters, whatever it's called.
BuzzFeed.
I forget what it was called. Yeah, BuzzFeed. She gave an interview, and they said, well, what if these weren't healthcare workers? And the woman said, it does not matter. It's the message. Far as I'm concerned, that holds her accountable, that she was there to get that picture when I drove by Grant Street. I noticed a lot of people in the apartment building up above on the corner of Grant and 12th Street, and it looked like they were planning something. And this was like an hour before that incident happened. So, you know, use all that energy with snitching and start holding people who think they're your betters accountable. Julie, any final last words? We got about 1 minute, so I have to wrap it up. But what a joy it is to have all three of you on the air.
Can I jump in with something here?
Yeah, we have a little bit of flexibility, so we could go on, and then we're going to talk about Julie's show. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you know, on our group, we have almost 20,000 people, and there's a thread on there with nurses, and there are hundreds of nurses that oppose these lockdowns, that they're counterproductive, they're very articulate in their message. Obviously, they understand the ramifications on the front line, and they are very opposed to this. So while two fake nurses get a stunt, there's hundreds of nurses that are in our group that are speaking out and speaking the truth that these that they believe that these orders are counterproductive.
What a wonderful point. I'm going to go around and give Joe a final word very quickly. If you want to plug something, your group is a closed group. You have to answer some questions, but if you want to get more information for your town, for your state, how can they learn more about Reopen Colorado and then get some ideas?
So there's two things that they can do. One, they can join the group and actually fill out the questions. They can text UNITE, UNITE, to 89517 if they're in Colorado, and we'll go ahead and send out information and updates of what we're doing in different areas. And then the other part is just check out the local chapters or local organizers that are in their particular area. So you have Reopen Colorado El Paso, and you have Reopen Colorado in Lamar. And if you're in a different state and you don't have a Reopen in your state, open one. Be the
open
change
a Reopen.
Reopen.
Any final word? Reopen. Reopen Colorado. Open a Reopen site. Any final words real quick, Andrew? And thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We hope everybody will come out for the Freedom Friday events, either at the Capitol or at their local county commissioners. There may be folks there, there may not, but if you're there, if you're the first one there, open up that trunk, start collecting some items for the food drive. And this is about helping out our fellow citizens maintain their liberties. And in the meantime, fill up those food banks. So that's our call for today.
And doing it voluntarily, not by force. Julie, tell us about what you have going on the Chuck and Julie show today at 3 o'clock on BBS Radio.
Okay, we're going to have Patrick Neville, State Minority Leader Patrick Neville, who's been the victim himself of some of these photo op hoaxes. 710 KUS Morning Talk Show host Peter Boyles, and then a former Rocky Mountain News photographer talking about, you know, how standards have changed and not for the better in journalism. And, yeah, we're on. We'd love to have your listeners join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 o'clock Mountain Time, you know, on good old BBS Radio.
That is such a blessing. And what it is a joy. We're going to keep growing here on BBS Radio. And thank you, all the listeners. You can hear the podcast of this as soon as it comes up in about an hour or two. And there will be replays of this show on KSTARRadioNetwork.com tomorrow at 9 and then again Sunday at 12. That about wraps it up here on Spouting Off. I'd like to thank my guests, Julie, Joe, and Andrew. And thank you to Doug and BBS Radio. Thank you to HW, the guy with the IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week when there will be oh so much more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.